Welcome to today's edition of the Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO Radio 91.7 FM, The Word, and I'm Roberta Foster. Today I am talking with Nathan Jones, and he has written the book The Mighty Angels of Revelation, which is published by Lamb and Lion Ministries, and he'll tell you more about how to find the book at the end of the program. Let me tell you a little bit about Nathan. He has served on the evangelism team at Lamb and Lion Ministries for over a decade. He can be found co-hosting the ministry's internationally broadcast television program, Christ in Prophecy, speaking at conferences and churches worldwide, being interviewed on podcast programs and radio programs, of course, writing books and articles, recording teaching videos, and so much more to share the gospel on social media and over the ministry's website at christinprophecy.org. Nathan, thank you so much for being with us on Author's Corner today.
Oh, Roberta, it's such a pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. So one might ask why you decided to write a book about angels. Are there not plenty of books out there?
Yes, there is. And as a Bible prophecy teaching ministry, Lamb and Lion's mission is to proclaim the soon return of Jesus Christ. So we're very deep in the book of Revelation, and we teach that both on our television show and radio program. But I didn't really think much about writing a book on angels until my parents got in a very bad car accident, and my father swore that an angel came and rescued them, and he looked like a biker, but nobody remembered the biker being there. And I remember him calling me and being very skeptical. I'm like, well, do angels really function in today in this church age? And so my fellow podcaster, Vic Batista, we have a podcast called The Truth Will Set You Free. He says, you know, you can find the largest concentration of angels in the book of Revelation. Why don't we teach through it? And eventually that became a book. He was right. There are so many ways that there's 72 angels or groups of angels found in the book of Revelation. And so between the two of us, I learned a lot, and I realized that, yes, angels are busy functioning in the world today.
Well, I found it interesting as I was reading some of the information that you determined there were at least 300 different instances where the Bible describes encounters with God's celestial beings. That surprised me greatly when I read that.
Yeah, because we tend to think that God used angels in the Old Testament. You know, they showed up with the angel of the Lord, which is the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ when he came to Abraham, or the mighty warrior who showed up before Joshua. And we think, well, in this church age, we have the Holy Spirit. God really doesn't use angels anymore, mm-hmm. kind of like you put them on a lunch break. But he didn't. It's amazing because the book of Revelation is about the future. It's about Christ's victory. He's really center to the book of Revelation. But the Lord still uses his myriads of different angels to do all sorts of things. Now, angel, which is angelos in the Greek, primarily means messenger. So that is their primary function, as messengers. But the Lord uses them for many things. They're guardians and enforcers. Some are even jailers. They're nurturers. When we die, we're escorted right to the face mm-hmm. of Jesus by angels. So, yes, angels are very active today.
Well, one of the angels that changed jobs, so to speak, in my mind, is fallen angels. And so today we have the great angel Lucifer that has a fallen angel, but we now know him more closely as Satan. So tell us about that category of angels.
Okay, well, again, two-thirds of the angels did not rebel against with Satan, so they're the angelic realm that serve the Lord God. But you're right, a third of the angels joined Satan. Satan was known as Lucifer or Light-Bearer. He was actually the chief worship leader in heaven, but soon he started wanting that worship for himself, and he plotted to overthrow God, which, even though he's the most powerful of all of God's created beings, he's nothing compared to God. He convinced a third of the angels to be worshipped as gods by humanity, and the Lord cast them out. He was defeated, and now he prowls around the earth looking to deceive those of us, God's children made in his image, and try to bring as many to hell with him as he can. So he's quite a dastardly being, but the wonderful thing about the book of Revelation is it describes Satan's downfall and eventual defeat and sentence to the lake of fire, so there's good news there.
Amen. Well, tell us, this is a little bit off, perhaps, the subject, but sometimes we think of Satan as being just as powerful, all-knowing, and every place at one time as God is, but I know that not to be the truth, so share with our listeners more about his limitations.
Well, absolutely. Well, Revelation chapter 12 is the great sign of Revelation. It's the story how Israel gives birth to, or eventually makes the Messiah, Jesus, but Satan's ready there to try to snatch and destroy the child, which he tried to when Herod killed the children at Bethlehem and then later at the crucifixion. But the Lord snatched the Messiah away, Jesus. He's in heaven, but he's ready to come back down and take the title deed to the earth, which we read in Revelation chapter 4 or 5. We learn that the Antichrist and false prophet, which will be two leaders in this world, will be the Antichrist will be possessed by Satan, and for 7 years, Satan will almost get what he wants, ruling this earth through the Antichrist and false prophet. But by the end of that 7 years, Jesus Christ returns in great victory. He defeats the Antichrist and false prophet and throws them to the lake of fire and Satan into a deep pit. For 1,000 years, Jesus rules and reigns over this earth in peace and righteousness and justice. So Lucifer, though strong and though powerful, will meet his demise someday.
Well, we are talking today with Nathan Jones regarding his book, The Mighty Angels of Revelation. It's published by Lamb and Lion Ministries. And you're listening to Author's Corner. I'm Roberta Foster. One of the things you talk about is that many people have misconceptions about angels. Share with us perhaps one or two of those that you can clear up for us today.
Oh, Roberta, I grew up on those classic 1950s Americana books, you know, the illustrations, and all the angels were white-haired, curly guys with wings and halos, and they wore white togas, and they all looked like stormtroopers, you know, they're almost clones of each other. And that's kind of how most people think, that angels are just all the same. But when you go into the book of Revelation, you learn that there's so many different types of angels, almost like, for instance, the different animals and different species in the animal kingdom. There's the seraphim, which are the four living creatures who have each has a different face, one like a man, one like an eagle, one like an ox, and one like a lion. And they have six wings, but then you've got the cherubim, who carry the throne of God, and they each have four faces and four wings, but not all angels have wings, nor are they material. We read about angels that control the wind, and angels that control the weather. We have angels made out of fire. We have colossus angels that are so big they can step over angels, and then we have ones that look like animals and ones that look like people. So there's a wide variety of different types of angels and likewise different types of demons.
Well, you mentioned earlier that you have the book broken up into categories of different things, and there's, as we look through it, towards the very end, there's the number 72 in front of the title, The Guardians of the 12 Angels. So tell us more about that numbering system and what that means to the reader.
Okay. Well, as Vic Batiste and I taught through the book of Revelation and covered the different angels through it, which most people don't really pick up. We learned about the angels in the book of Revelation, so we went from that angle. How do we discover what angels are represented? And we've discovered that there are 72 angels or groups of angels found in the book of Revelation. And so as we teach verse by verse, so in the book you learn the book of Revelation, okay. But then you also learn the study of angelology. And so we divided it by the sections of the book, for instance, like the seven churches, which is Revelation singular, 1 through 3, the throne room, Revelation 4 through 5, the seal judgments, Revelation 6 through 8, the trumpet judgments, Revelation 8 through 11, the tribulation villains, Revelation 12 through 14, the bold judgments, 15 through 16, mystery Babylon, 17 through 18, the second coming, 19, the millennial kingdom, 20, and finally, the eternal state, chapters 21 and 22.
Well, one of the things that I noticed in the book, and you've kind of mentioned our image that we have of various angels. Well, you actually have some art drawings of what angels might look like. So tell us how that, who did that and why that was important to the book.
Well, not only do we teach verse by verse through the book of Revelation, but we also wanted to help people understand how different angels were, and I hired an illustrator named Shalise Stevens, very talented woman. I couldn't even draw a stick figure, Roberta, so I had to hire a professional, and she drew 12 beautiful illustrations of different types of angels as they correspond to that section in the book of Revelation. Mm-hmm. And we also include, at the beginning of each section, a historical fiction story to kind of connect people to John's adventure as he's brought up to heaven and he witnesses all these things. So we've got the illustration, we've got the fictional story, but then we go into the non-fictional study of the book of Revelation.
Mm. So what would you say to the importance or of an active understanding of angels in our lives today? What's the importance of that?
Well, the importance is that God is active in our lives today, and certainly he doesn't have to use angels, but he governs the affairs of this world and even the universe through the service of angels serving him. He does also through the Holy Spirit, that when you're saved, the Holy Spirit, the third person of God, dwells in you, and he's given us his word, so through his word, we know the future. We know that Christ is victorious, and because he's victorious, his children, us who are saved, yes, are victorious in him.
Amen.
So it's very important to understand that the Lord wins. And I encourage people who shy away from the book of Revelation, it's not difficult to understand it. If you believe it, you will understand it. And that's what we do. We take a plain sense, literal interpretation of the Bible. If the plain sense makes sense, look for no other sense, lest you end up with nonsense. And that's our guiding star in interpreting the book of Revelation.
Wonderful. And with just a minute or two left, what would you say is one of the most important truths that you want the readers to go away with?
We want people to end the book glorifying Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I mean, Jesus Christ is the victorious, is the sum total and focus of the book of Revelation. We believe the angels were merely just the window dressing. The real center, the true hero, is the King of Kings.
And so, Nathan, if anybody is interested in learning more about the mighty angels of Revelation, how can they do that?
They can go to our website at christinprophecy.org. We have the book there, and we also have it on Amazon, and it's on all the ebook platforms, so if folks prefer Kindle and ebook, they can get that as well. So we have it both in print and ebook format. And I've even taught through it verse by verse on our website and blog.
Mm.
And so folks can tune into that and read the blog series and listen to the podcast series Vic and I did as well.
And tell us again where they can locate your podcast and the other programming that you're responsible for creating.
It's all on our website at christinprophecy.org.
So today I have been talking with Nathan Jones about his book, The Mighty Angels of Revelation, which is published by Lamb and Lion Ministries. And so, Nathan, I want to thank you so much for helping us to better understand the truths about angels.
Oh, my pleasure. God bless.
And so I thank Lamb and Lion Ministries for giving us a copy of the book to talk about today. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. If you missed any part of today's interview or would like to hear it again, you can now do so on your favorite podcast platform or through kneo.org. This is Roberta Foster on the Author's Corner. Join us again next time.
The world is in chaos. You're here for a purpose. What does the Bible have to say about it all? I'm Mark Taylor, host of Crosspoint podcast and radio show, and I'd like to invite you to join me each week as I navigate the complexities of faith, culture, and personal growth. Each week, I interview a different guest who is making an impact on the culture of For God's Kingdom. Whether you're seeking spiritual guidance, true information, or a fresh perspective, this podcast equips you to discern truth in today's chaotic world. When Christianity intersects with everyday life, that's where you'll find Crosspoint, sometimes discussing the issues that some churches don't want to talk about. Look up Crosspoint with Mark Taylor wherever you get your podcast, produced by KNEO Radio and the Sky High Podcast Network.